This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Jennifer Mung. She's the Associate General Counsel at Advocates for Faith and Freedom. Her organization is now getting involved in a case of Americans being arrested at a Department of Motor Vehicles Bureau in Hemet, California, simply for reading the Bible out loud and not interfering, as they claim, with the appropriate business at that DMV. And Jennifer, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Greg.
What happened here?
Well, this pastor and two elders at the church, it's a Calvary Chapel in Hemet, they have a ministry where they go out and essentially engage in street preaching. And this morning, it was February 2nd, 2011, they went to the DMV, and one of the individuals began to read the Bible out loud. He wasn't preaching, wasn't doing anything else. He's standing about 50 feet away from the entrance to the building. On public property, and he was approached and told to please stop doing so, to please stop reading by a security guard, and he asked him why he needed to stop, this individual that his name's Mark. At that point, he continued to read for about another 10 minutes, and eventually a CHP officer walked up, a California Highway Patrolman, and he simply took the Bible out of his hand, handed it to someone who was standing there, arrested him, didn't say anything to him, didn't ask him to leave, didn't ask him why he was there, what he was doing, nothing. Just simply arrested him.
And there were subsequent arrests then, too, when those other men who were with him tried to figure out why this arrest was taking place, correct?
There were two others. It's kind of ironic. They never even spoke out loud. They weren't reading the Bible. They weren't doing anything. They were just simply standing there. But after Mark was arrested, the other two started to ask, you know, what law is he breaking? What law is he breaking? Trying to find out what was going on, where they were taking him. And eventually they were arrested as well.
You're in the legal business. What law, if any, were they breaking?
They weren't breaking a law, from the best I can tell. What they were cited with breaking eventually was a law that says that they cannot impede a business, the operation of a business. And, of course, they weren't. They're not anywhere near the door. And they actually taped it, which is what they always do when they're doing this type of thing, because they've been assaulted in the past and had confrontations in the past with individuals, not necessarily with authority figures or with the police. So it's all on tape, and there was no altercation, nothing that would impede the business. In fact, the DMV wasn't even open yet. The DMV opened at 9, and this happened about 8:10. So they really weren't breaking any law. And actually, the district attorney's office to this point has not filed charges against them.
Jennifer, just a quick follow-up on the law that was cited in the charges here. What's the letter and spirit of the law? What do they consider impeding, legally speaking?
Well, it's really intended to not allow people to stand in doorways or somehow affect the operation of the business, not letting people get inside, standing there with signs. That's really what it was intended to protect.
So if that law clearly wasn't violated, what do you think was really at work here with the original security guard and the highway patrol officer?
You know, it's hard to know. I don't know exactly if it's just that they have a complete misunderstanding about the law from a free speech perspective and got frustrated about it. I really can't explain why the California Highway Patrol officer did not come up and ask him to leave and explain to him what the problem was instead of just taking the Bible out of his hand and arresting him. I really have no idea.
I guess this calls for speculation again, but do you think it had to do with just the fact that they were speaking where they were and when they were, or do you think it was more to do with what they were saying?
I think it was probably both, to be honest with you, is my guess. But it is a complete guess because we're at the very beginning of this. I have the video. I can see what he did, but I don't understand why he did it at this point. Although we'll certainly be asking him that question.
Do you have the video available on a website or anywhere else for other folks to see?
It is on YouTube. You can go on YouTube and search. I think if you just search DMV Hemet, it'll come up. It was posted on Saturday.
And Hemet is spelled H-E-M-E-T. Jennifer, it sounds like you're not expecting this to go real far if the local district attorney is not all that excited about pressing charges here.
No, not from a criminal perspective. We don't expect this to go any further at this point.
Very interesting. Jennifer, thanks so much for being with us.
All right. Thank you very much.
Jennifer Monk is Associate General Counsel at Advocates for Faith and Freedom. You can see the video regarding the arrests at the DMV simply for reading the Bible well away from the entrance at YouTube.com. The title of the video is Man Arrested for Reading Bible in Public. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.